Hey everyone, my name is Dinara Tovar. I'm Google Developer Expert on Android, and also I work for a financial tech company in Mexico City. But today we are not going to be talking about Android. We are also going to be talking about Kotlin that is focused on Android. We are not doing that. Today we are going to be talking about Kotlin and the power of the powerful things we have in Kotlin to do mathematical operations and mathematical expressions. So first of all, I have to do a little disclaimer because the thing I have to say this time, I'm not a data science engineer. I'm not on the backend engineering. I'm not in that spectrum of software engineering. I'm usually just a person that really likes math. I'm usually focused on building our mobile applications. So please keep that in mind and have an open mind for this talk. This talk is going to be divided into parts. The first part is where we are focusing on why Kotlin is a good choice to do some mathematician operations. And the other part is that we are going to be focusing on some part of the statistics and how we can use Jupyter, the notebook that is commonly used for data science engineers, to make some plots, maybe using the kernel of Kotlin to do some charge and things like that. So we're gonna do a little live coding on that. So keep that in mind. So let's start. Maths are the coolest thing in the planet. It's probably one of the most important parts around the globe that we are using daily. And Kotlin is a quite cool language, right? It helps us to solve a lot of problems because we already know that Kotlin is really good at fast operation language. We know it because we already are using in Android coroutines, and we know that they are lightweight threads, and we can have tons of that, and we can do it without a brooming and or maybe a over consuming a mobile application, right? So we know it's a fast operation language and is focused on performance, right? And the other thing is that we can have mathematical expressions. I'm not gonna go deeper in here because we are gonna see it, and we can have algebraic data types. That is quite shocking, but our select class, just give me a minute, we are gonna get there. And the other thing is that we can do very simple things with Kotlin.math to really complex things, right? We can maybe do some percentage calculation, or we can do some statistic calculation, right? But we can also do some really complex things like handle maybe a matrix of numbers, or maybe an image, and we're already doing that, right? So we're going to be talking about a lot of these things today, so keep that in mind. First, I have to show you this kind of code. This code is a huge cycle that is doing some operations inside, and this operation doesn't take a lot when we are executing it, right? It takes just only this time of milliseconds, and it's quite a smile, right? And this is in Kotlin, right? But let's see how long it takes on the most common language that exists for data science engineer. This is Python, right? So for Python, this function takes around 2 seconds, almost 3 seconds to do the operation. It's huge. It's huge. It's almost 9 times the time that we are using on Android. So I don't know. It sounds like a huge amount of time, right? 9 times more efficient is Kotlin than Python for doing that simple function, right? And I know it's gonna say sounds like, no, but we need to maybe do some other considerations. But for that specific function that does the same on Android and does the same on Kotlin and Python, it's quite shocking the amount of time that is taking, right? It's quite considerable. So one of the things I have to say that might be a little overboard is that mathematical expressions are pretty much pseudocode, right? And maybe they are a little scary, maybe a little bit, because we are not used to it, to use it. And when we saw some mathematical expressions, we might be a little scared about that. But to be honest, it's quite simple to use it on Kotlin code, right? So let's see this first degree equation, right? This first degree equation, it's quite simpler. It's very simple. So if we want to know what is the value of x, we can just do this function, right? We can do a function that we are going to call calculation, and calculation is going to get a variable, and we can solve that stuff just right there. We can turn this mathematical expression to pseudocode if we know what we are saying with the mathematical expression. Let's see an example that is quite complex, right? Let's see a summation. This summation pretty much is a cycle, right? A summation that goes from e that has the value 1 to 10 and is executing the function inside that summation, right? So if we see on code, we can just do this, right? We can do a for from e to 10, and we are going to do jumps and things like that and do the summation. But let's be honest, we can do it prettier. We can do it prettier. We can do this code prettier. So let's see. We can do something like this. Maybe we can do a map and do it as summation at the end. And this is the same code that we were seeing slide before. So this make the trick, and it's quite simpler. It's nicer, to be honest. So we can do something like this. And for things like a protocol, we can also do this, right? We can go for a cycle and do it, do the product. But you are gonna say, okay, Dinora, you can use that for a summation with a map, but you cannot do it this for a product. Well, we can also use fault to do this operation, and we can say, okay, let's go for a fault and do the multiplications as you run the array, right? And it will do the trick. So Kotlin has a lot of these operators that can help us to do some functionality that we might be usually scared when we see it as a mathematical expression, but we can do that translation if we know the operators that Kotlin has, right? So algebraic data types is a type that is represented by several other subtypes. So when you think of it like that, you can say that a select class is the same of that, right? It's a type. A select class can be any type of class. And inside of that select class, we can put objects, or maybe we can put another classes. Maybe we can do a lot of things with a select class, right? So if this select class became a representation of the things we have inside, that make a select class an algebraic data type. Let me show you a little bit of the code. So algebraic data types are not only select classes. And let's see. Oh, here is the code. So let's see this select class. This select class is a tree. And for this example, I want you to imagine a binary tree. So if you remember, a binary tree has the point start, and has maybe a value or maybe a node. And this node can have another tree, and we can go and grow that way, right? So let's see this select class. This select class has a tree. This tree can be used in a data class that is gonna be called node. And this node can have a value, that is when we only have the value and there is no tree around, or we can have a left side on our right side, and that will be all, right? And we can use that select class to per chart and make all the operations. So if we want to have access, maybe some of the operation, maybe running the values over from one node to another node, or maybe get all the values from this tree, we can just create an extension function and get the result, right? Because at the end of the day, this is gonna be a class, and it's gonna be a select class, so we can do that translation on our code as Kotlin engineers to figure it out what is the value of the node and what is the value of the node, the child node and the parent node, and we can get the value. And if we can do that, that means we can create a lot of nodes, and with this node we can create sequences. And if we can create sequences, this means that we can also access to the average of the values on the node. We can get access to the to all these minimum and maximum values around all algebraic data types and things like that. So this is insane. We can do a lot of things here, and this opens a world of possibilities when we are doing this kind of stuff, right? So for algebraic operations, we can have access to these operators, right? Imagine we have this array, right? This array has tons of values, and we can get the maximum and the minimal value. Well, we can use a float array to get these values and put it on the code, and we can get the average, the max, and the min using just these operators that Kotlin already has. We don't have to do anything else. We can already use it. And we don't have to do a full, we don't have to run over all the array and figure it out the numbers and things like that. We don't have to do that because Kotlin already does that for us. So that's make the job incredible faster and incredible simpler. So this is amazing, right? A lot of languages doesn't have this, and we've been using this language for data science and for a lot of other things. And we have to do our own operations and things like that. And Kotlin doesn't need to do that because they already have that. It's focused on that. It's focused on doing the life of the developer simpler. So we can do that. And we can also use multidimensional vectors are quite huge in Android, because when we are talking about multidimensional vectors, we are also talking about, for example, an image, or maybe some piece of audio, or maybe a video. That's a multidimensional array. So imagine we have this, right? And I know it's really small and makes no sense, but promise me it's for the code to fit in the slide. So if we have this, we can have an array of array ofs, right? And we can put the values in there. So if we want to get a normalization of this array, maybe to change some